Peace be with you. 我记得我在少年的时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
这一群是最真实的孩子。
These are our true children. They are little children.
耶稣说要我们怎么样？
Jesus said,
回到孩子的样式。
We need to be like children.
而且天国是这样子的人的。
Kingdom is for them.
我很喜欢。
For people like them.
我非常喜欢看到孩子们在神的家中有他们的份，有他们的参与，有他们对我们的一个让我们学习。
I love to see children participate in the kingdom's activities and they get involved. I just love to see that.
我谈到我的少年的时候，大概十二三岁。
When I was about 12 or 13,
已经有点失真了哈，就是比他们还世故一点呢。
Preteens, it's not like these little innocent children anymore.
参加了一个演讲，母亲节的演讲。
I participated in a speech contest for Mother's Day.
当我讲完之后，我妈妈用现在话说帮我点赞哈。
After I finished my speech, my mom, well, she clicked good.
好高兴啊！那一天她从来没有听过我这样子来赞扬她的。
She has never heard I say praise for my mom.
但是我心里面有一种愧疚。
But I feel guilty in my heart.
我嘴巴讲得很好听。
I speak nice words about my mom.
但是我基本上是很多时候是不认同她的话的。
But lots of times I disagree with what she says.
她讲的我也不见得很乐意去做。
And I'm not willing to follow what she told me to do.
这样的时间有很长的一段。
Actually that period lasted a long time.
所以呢，一直到我当了母亲。
Until I became a mother myself.
当我被邀请要讲母亲节的信息的时候
，When I was invited to speak on Mother's Day，
那个时候是女儿的心虚，现在是母亲的心虚。
At that time, you know, when I was 12, I felt guilty being a daughter, and now I felt guilty being a mother.
那个时候我不敢讲母亲节的信息，我跟对方说。等五年吧，等五年再说。
So I told the inviters that, well, give me 5 years before I'm prepared to speak on Mother's Day.
我不是说不怎么讲，我不认同母亲是伟大的。
It's not that I don't agree that mothers are great.
母亲的爱是非常特别的。
Mother's love is very special.
可是我心里面知道我没有那么伟大。
But in my heart, I know I'm not that great.
所以我不想再做那种再讲出去我心里愧疚的事情。
So I don't want to speak about mother's life, which I don't even have.
母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
但是，一直到我更成熟。
Until I become more mature.
我终于在神的真理里面知道什么叫做母爱。
I finally know what is mother's love in God's truth.
从我们每个人都有一个母亲，我们领受到母亲的，不管怎么样的，等一下我们会谈到母亲的特质哈。那我开始知道，我要宣讲的，我要分享的，是真正给母亲的这种使命，给母亲的这种爱的力量。
I began to realize that what a mission of a mother is, and I can talk about mother's love from God's truth.
前两次我的信息如果你还记得的话可能不记得了哈。有一次我讲到说为什么教会在倡导的一个从一个人开始到教会的一个母亲节变成所有的教会都有纪念母亲节。
Yeah, I actually talked about this a couple of times before, that why Mother's Day is kind of a sacred holiday everybody celebrates, but why the church wants to celebrate Mother's Day.
不管信不信主，母亲节就是一个大家都很认同的节日。
We all want to celebrate Mother's Day, no matter you're a Christian or not.
然后最近的一次，我记得我讲叫做异曲同工，不一样的曲调，也、
yeah.
是同样的工作。
Recently, I talked about we Chinese say 异曲同工 ，that means we sing different songs, but the themes are the same.
刚才我们有一首歌叫做《真神之爱》。
We just sang the hymn.Love of truth.
谈到神的爱像一个大海洋，即使墨水像海洋那么多都写不完，我们就把它形成是一个大海洋的这样的爱。
God's love is like an ocean. We cannot use if the water is like the ink, we cannot use up all the ink to write about mother's love, God's love.
为什么我们下了任，不在牧会团下了任之后，我反而可以讲了。
Well, Mrs. Xu used to speak in our pastor's team, but now she said she's retired from that team, but now she has a heart to talk about mother's love.
所以当每一次我们在感恩、感谢母亲爱的这种特别伟大的时候，事实上我们的心是在感谢神对人的爱。
So when we are celebrating mother's love, how great it is, we are actually celebrating the love from God.
等一下，当我往下面再讲下去的时候，你会发现有一个经节是谈到神，有一个经节就谈到母亲，请我们注意看它的连接关系。
I will talk about God's love and mother's love, and when we get to that verse, I want you to compare what's the relationship between God's love and mother's love.
是神伟大。
God is great.
是神的爱是真的，我们叫真神之爱，他的爱是真的。
God's love is true.That's the love of the true God.
如果把神的爱比成长阔高深、衡量不完的大海洋，母亲的爱
is like the ocean.
I'm sorry. 母亲的爱是一个细细的支流。我们说黄河入海流，对不对？我们还不是河，一个细细的支流，它是畅通的，就接到川，就进入了海洋。
If God's love is like an ocean, mother's love is like a stream.Stream water goes into the ocean. It's connected.
母亲们，我们以神信任我们、任命我们行使这样神圣的使命而感到感以为荣，这样好吗
？Mothers, aren't we feel honorable? And it's such a privilege to be mothers because God gave us this responsibility to be mothers.
当圣经里面提到所罗门王是最聪明的王。
The Bible told us that Solomon, King Solomon, is the wisest king of all the kings.
圣经用了一个他的记事，历史上真正发生的事情，来证明他是最聪明的。
The Bible tells us a story of a true historical event, why he is called the wisest.
跟母亲有关系。
It's related with mothers.
好，我请我们的青少年。有谁可以回答
？Can anyone tell what kind of a story that is? Which story it is about King Solomon? Why he's considered the wisest of all kings? Remember that story? Anyone?
Okay, 来。
Anyone?
Okay. Please, yeah.
Luke.
我们知道所罗门王的智慧是从神给他的。
We know the wisdom of Solomon, King Solomon comes from God.
所以他知道天文，他知道地理。
So he knows everything, all the knowledge of the world.
他也知道天理，也知道人伦。
He knows people, he knows God.
不是他知道，是他从神领受了我们没有办法彻透的智慧。
It's not that he knows everything, but God let him know.
圣经用两个母亲的故事。来告诉我们，所罗门真的是世上最有智慧的人。
The Bible tells us this story about two mothers to let us know that Solomon is the wisest.
因为母亲的爱是从神的爱这样子给我们的。
Because mother's love is from God.
等于说，如果上帝的爱有什么样的特质，母亲的爱就会彰显出来。
So mother's love reveals got love from the true God.
另外一个信息我谈到异曲，我讲过异曲同工，就是神他在创造的时候全部都造好了，都很好，都甚好，可是他最后怎么样，没有造出儿女。所以我们到后来会看到一个经节，神不是没有能力不造所有世上的人，而是他要父母亲他设立的家庭，让他们生养后代的时候养出虔诚的后代。这个是什么？这个是我们继续的神创造的工作。
God created everything, we know that. And in the creation stories, we know God created heaven and earth and all the plants and animals and then later our human being. But there's one thing God didn't create, children. Why is that? God has the ability to create children, but God wants to have a family that the mother and father to raise godly children. That's a responsibility God gave us as mothers and as fathers.
如果你真的认识，等一下我们大家讲什么叫认识神的真爱。如果你真的认识神的真爱，你就能够感恩母亲的那种给我们的爱。
If you truly know the love of the true God, you will appreciate a mother's love.
不管我们的父母亲的背景怎么样，请不要用那个原生家庭放在你的心里面来想你的父母亲，这个是一个现代生理心理学的迷信。
Do, no matter what kind of a background your parents have, do not always blame the original family about the things happen in your life. This is a, nowadays it's a paradoxical psychological myth that people always blame their original family. I got that.Trade from my parents. No, do not blame your parents. Do not blame your mother.
如果你真的知道领受神的爱是那么的长阔高深，你一定会感恩母亲的爱。
If you know how deep and wide God's love is, you will appreciate your mother's love.
那就是为什么十诫里面有两诫是肯定的，其他都是不要不要不要。有两诫，第一个是我们要七天有一天要归给神。
We know in the Ten Commandments.All of them, pretty much 8 out of 10, we were told not to do this, not to do this, not to do this. But there were two positive things that you should do this. One is follow the Sabbath day.
另外一个就是要孝敬你的父母。
The other is to respect your parents.
因为这个是一个根源的问题。
Because that's about your root.
那么今天我们要把这个真神的爱跟母亲的爱还有母亲的这种生命的历程要把它对照起来，所以请大家特别注意我等一下的那些经节，好吗？
So today I collected a lot of Bible verses to compare God's love and mother's love. Let's see how they are related.
好，首先我们看第一个前面的我的序言的主题经节，这里提到神爱我们的心，我们一起念好不好？一起来。
Let's all read together.神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。 And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. That's 1 John 4:16.
什么叫做真的认识爱？
So what is truly know the love?
从知道开始。
From knowing,
不管是对神或对人一样，从知道开始，认知开始。
To get to know God and people,
然后会有一个信任或信念在你的心里面存着。
Then you have a trust for God and people.
等一下我们会看到信什么呢？知道什么呢？哈，那往 OK.
Yeah, later we will know what to trust.
那么最大的部分是住在爱里面。
Here, the biggest part is abide in love.
所以等一下我们要从这三个角度来看一下神的爱，让我们所知道的，让我们所相信的，让我们能够住在其中，跟母亲的爱有同样的这样的一个状态。
Later, we will see that God's love and mother's love all have these three traits. You know and believe and abide.
在我要进入信息以前，我有一个想法，我觉得我需要分享，对不起，我没有放在里面。
I want to share an idea with you. I just thought of that.
当我在准备这个信息的时候
，When I was preparing for today's message，
我知道魔鬼撒旦很厉害。
I know Satan is very powerful.
雅各说，他说呢，你信有一位神，他也信，魔鬼撒旦信，而且信的比我们怎么样？更认真，而且呢，更怎么样？更战兢，就是很可怕。他很敬畏，不敬没有敬不一定有敬，但是有畏惧。
James said, "Satan is, you know, we know God. Satan also knows God, and he knows deeper than us that he is scared of God."
但是我相信魔鬼撒旦有一件事情，他永远不会知道。
But I believe that Satan never knows one thing.
在他眼中看着我们这一群在堕落下面的，曾经是罪的罪人，有罪的罪人。为什么他们可以神给他们第二次的机会？
In Satan's eyes, we are all sinners. We all did bad things. But why God gave us the second chance?
我比他们傻蛋好，我比他们聪明， Satan, 我比他们能干。
In Satan's mind, he is smarter. He has more power.
我们这些软弱、无助，而且还迷迷糊糊，像一只很笨的羊的这样的人，神竟然用他的儿子救我们回家。
We were lost and we are weak and we are hopeless. Why God would send His Son to save us and bring us home?
所以有一件事情撒旦不知道，一定不知道。
There's one thing Satan didn't know.
但是我们要知道。
But we need to know.
因为我们在知道之后，产生了跟神这一个关系里面的信心，就像母亲跟孩子的那个脐带一样。
Because once we know that we are connected with God, it's just like little baby were connected with mom through umbilical cord.
即使剪掉了
，although the cord is cut after the baby was born,
那个关系永远去不掉。
But this relationship, this connection, is always there.
以至于我们住在他的爱里面的时候，他什么都可以给我们。
That's why when we abide in Him, He can give us anything.
那就是为什么保罗在圣经里面感叹说，他都把儿子给你了，你还要什么？
That's why Paul said He has already given Him given you His Son. What else do you want?
圣灵的在罗马书里面第八章开始进入圣灵的篇章的时候，
In Romans chapter 8, when
他说没有任何的，不管什么哈，我们就不重复了。可以把你跟神的爱隔开。
Paul said, "There's nothing whatsoever can separate you from God's love."
不管我多么不认同我妈妈的话
，No matter how much I disagree with my mom,
我也不在意，我不去做她要我做的事情。
I don't want to do things she wants me to do.
但是有一件事我跟你证明，你的妈妈跟我的妈妈一样。
But there's one thing I want to prove. Your mom is just like my mom.
唠叨，继续唠叨。
They will nag all the time.
讲了几次还是继续讲。
They will repeat the same thing over and over again.
不离不弃的。
They will never forsake you.
以至于你那个信任，就在你的心里面，知道说，我的妈妈，不管我怎么样，不会嫌弃我，不会离弃我，对不对？
So you know in your heart that no matter what kind of people you become, whatever you do, your mom will always be by your side.
好，那接下来我们看第二个经节。这个第二跟第三个经节是有关于母亲的哈，我们请我们但你是叫我们一起来念来。
These verses are about mom. Let's read together. 但你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有倚靠的心。我自出母胎就被交在你手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。Youth, please let's read together. Youth in English, let's read together. But you are he who took me out of the womb.You made me trust while on my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Psalm 22:9-10.
接下来还是你，你来念好吗？雅各家，一起哈。
And then the next verse, 来中文一起。雅各家，以色列家，一切余剩的要听我言。你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝，自从出胎便蒙我怀。Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb. Isaiah 46:3.
所以这一些词句，我用红色标出来的词句，从知道到相信到住在里面，从宝宝怀揣把生下来，这些词句里面就是我们人生的从母亲出来的过程。
Look at all these highlighted words: upheld, carried, abide. That's how my our moms take care of us since we were born.
神是启示的神。
God is a revealing.
关于神的事都是奥秘，我们根本没有办法去了解。
Things about God are myths we cannot fathom.
但是神那么的爱我们，体贴我们，他让他的儿子跟我们一样，而且把这一切都借着我们在天上的父，我们地上有父亲，他像母亲一样濡养我们，我们有我们的生生母亲，这样子来揭开他的奥秘。
That God loves us so much, He sent His begotten Son to us. So, and He revealed His love, all revealed all these myths through our parents, our mother, our father.
就像他让耶稣表明父亲，像他让圣灵显明他的儿子一样，显明跟表明。
He used Jesus, so we know we have a Father in heaven, and He used Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
好，我们现在开始进入这个知道、信还有住在。好，这个知道，我们知道什么呢
？No, what do we know?
我们知道妈妈一定是给予跟主动的。
We know mom's love. Mom initiated the love, and he is willing to give.
从他不晓是不是决定了哈？等一下我们讲主动的时候，有决定的意思哈。
When we talk about initiating something, it's a decision made by the other person.
谈到母亲的爱，给予就是我们的最能够知道的，对不对
？Mother's love is always giving. That's where we know she loves us.
即使你不想吃，吃下去，给你吃，对不对
？At home, you must eat this. I don't want to eat it, but you must eat it. It's good for you.
我们的这个啊，油脂瘾哈。你们心里面知道游子吟吗？哈，就是
We Chinese know that poem, A Wondrous Song, 游子吟。
这个很贫寒的孟郊，这个作者哈，没有关系，孟郊哈，他已经要去赶考了。
The author is going to take their big exam in the capital city. He's going to leave home.
妈妈赶着临行密密缝，赶着要把他衣服把他织好。
The mom was trying to stitch.His coat to make a coat for him.
其实今天我们的衣服都是合成纤维，就不用织了哈。
Today our clothes we buy it from the store.
可是你还是可以一样，可以体会到母亲好像把你穿上什么，帮你预备了什么那种爱。
But the mother's love is all the same, prepare for your travel and everything.
我非常喜欢后面的那一句话。
I love the last two verses.
你用白话把它翻就好了哈。谁言寸草心，报得三春晖。把那个儿子跟妈妈比成这个写诗的孟郊说，我是好像一只小草，好小小那么小的草，但是我的心能够报得三春晖。春天有三个月，古人把春天分成三段，因为它的春天的各种光热度是不一样的，分成三段，这你不用讲，没关系，你只要把那个意义讲出来就好。
Yeah, this last two verses touches my heart. It says, "Who says the heart of a tiny blade of grass can ever repay the warm sunshine of spring?" He talks about the son's heart is like a tiny blade of grass, but he wants to repay his mother's love. Mother's love is like the warm sunshine of spring.
我觉得孟郊跟所罗门有同样的类似的有天理跟人伦的这样的一个概念。
I believe this author 孟郊 and King Solomon they both know about.
因为他写了另外两首诗，一首诗是父亲对儿子，儿子先死，父亲对儿子的诗；一首是夫妻的诗，就是他希望我们以前的人就是把衣服连在一起，结在一起哈，叫做。金什么哈？连金对连金哈，夫妻嘛，要结婚的时候哈，他说要结金不如把心肠绑在一起。
Because this author also wrote about a father's love toward a son, and also the love between spouses. He talks about that husband and wife, their clothes are connected. They need to be connected in heart.
中国人是敬天的。
Because we Chinese we respect God.
那是神给的一切，神给的智慧。
Because all the wisdom, even the wisdom of the author also comes from God.
我们这个就不念了哈，就是这个给予跟主动啊。那我提一下主动，主动不是做主，不是 不是说我有主权，不是这个意思。
I want to talk about this initiating love. Initiating doesn't mean we are dominant. We can take control.
主动就是说，我没有要你生我，干嘛把我生下来？可是妈妈就说，我就是要生你，那叫主动。
What is initiating? You tell mom, I don't want you to give birth to me. I don't want to be born. But mom said, I want to give birth to you.
母亲生下孩子是心甘情愿的，她主动的，我们讲要孩子好了，就这样讲好了。
The mother wants the child. She gave birth to the child.
所以呢，她也会不付不计代价的去给予。
So, no, regardless of the cost, mother wants to give.
我刚才说不是叫做不是在做叫什么？不主动不是主权哈，不主动不是主权，主权就是说我要不要生啊？要男的还是女的？要长得怎么样的
？What's the difference? Initiating the birth of the baby or dominant want to take control? What is control? Oh, I want to have a boy. I want to have a girl. I will decide if I want this child. That is called dominant. That's control.
这个是人把它爬到神的上面去。
That
的想法。
This is not human beings' authority. This is God's authority.
但是妈妈有一种主动的爱。
But mom has initiating love.
意愿。
She has this will.
从我身上，我要生下我的孩子。
I want to give birth to this child.
好，我们接下来我们来看，从知道，我们知道神耶稣妈妈给我们的哈，然后我们知道，接下来的话我们要谈到相信。
We know His love, and now we talk about believe His love.
光是知道还起不了任何的作用。
Only know is not enough.
从我们信神也是这样的一个同样的道理。
It's just like we know God.
而是要进到我们的心。
But we need to let God abide in us.
一开始说神爱我们的心。
God loves us.
即使神是灵，他没有说我们的这个心脏，对不对？可是神爱我们的心。表示是那个核心爱要进到我们人的一个总核心那里，就是我们的心里面去。
God's love needs to abide in us.
那么相信的意思，我们可以从两个来理解。
So what is believing in His love?
当你
two aspects.
当你领受过妈妈不计你的前嫌、不计你的恶的时候，有时候让我们继续的。换错了也会这样，但是那是一种我知道我妈妈爱是怎么样的爱。
Regardless of what you have done, what are the bad things you have done, your mother always loves you. Once you experience that love, even if you continue doing what you did, you know your mother loves you.
你还是可以赖在家里面。
You can still stay at home.
好，妈妈们，我问你一个问题哈。
Mothers, I ask you a question.
你是不是容易饶恕、原谅、不记得你孩子的错，或让你失望的地方，过于对你的丈夫的错跟让你失望的地方
？Is it easier to forgive your children than forgiving your husband?
不是的举手，是的不用举手，不是的举手。
If you do not agree, raise your hand. Is it easier to forgive your children than forgiving your husband?
是的 ，of course， 是的
，of course it is.
因为这是神的爱的一个细流。
That's God's love. It's a stream flowing from mothers.
弟兄们，爸爸可以提醒妈妈说你要记得他这个，可以提醒母亲，但是不要怪母亲有这样子的爱。
Your husbands, fathers, you can remind your wife, the mothers, but do not blame them.
甚至有时候母亲会在儿子跟爸爸之间呢怎么样站在中间就像那个中保一样有没有呀这是我们的天性
The mother stand in between the father and children to be a mediator because that's what who we are we
我不是鼓励妈妈在爸爸在对儿女的时候我们站在中间帮孩子讲话不是这个意思
I'm not encouraging mothers to take sides on the children and just try to block the husband from discipline the children. No, I don't mean that.
我的意思是说，这是我们的天性。
This is who we are as mothers.
那现在从这个，我很容易饶恕、忘记我儿女的一些不是。
It's easy for me to forgive my children, forgive what they did wrong.
以至于儿女们有一种对妈妈的爱的信念。
So children may have a faith of their mother's love.
因为她是安全的。
Because they feel secure.
从妈妈对我没有嫌弃，对我没有那种条件，好，这个都是我们对神的爱，对母亲的爱的一种信任。
Mother's love is just like God's love, unconditional. That's how we know mother loves us.
请我们注意，没有条件并不代表没有规范。
Unconditional doesn't mean there's no rules to follow.
对我的儿子，对我的女儿，这个 person， 这个孩子，哈，我没有任何，因为我主动的嘛，我心甘情愿的，所以呢，不管怎么样，都是我的宝贝，而且到永远。
My children, my daughter, my son, no matter what, who they are, whatever they do, they are my children. I choose to give birth to them. So that is unconditional love.
孩子们，如果你有认为你需要做什么来讨啊，就是好像来换什么的话，那这样的话就对不起来了，就不是神的真爱。
Children, do not think that you need to do something to earn your mother's love. No, you don't have to. Mothers always love you.
相对的母亲们，
mothers,
不要让你的儿女误解。
Do not let your children misunderstand that there's something I must do to earn my children's love. No, you don't.
你这样我就不爱你了。
Oh, you, if you do that, I will not love you anymore.
母亲就会口是心非，对不对？
Well, mothers sometimes we say that to threaten our children, but no, we will always.
晚上不准给我吃饭。
You say, well, if you do this, then skip supper, go to bed directly.
罪有应得。
That's what you deserve.
等一下怎么样？
And then later on.
你饿的时候，过来吧，下次不要再这样了。
You say, "Oh, come eat. Do not do this anymore."
我们都了解，对不对
？We all did that.
好，那么现在我们要把时间放在最后一点，住在爱里面。
Then abide in His love. That's the third point.
我们谈到，我们知道了。知道是确据了，
we know,
对不对？
We know that we have proof, we have evidence. We know
yeah,
God loves us.
肯定了哈，然后你相信了。
Then we believe in His love.
从你的跟妈妈的关系里面的互动，你绝对信得过妈妈的爱。
Because we have this relationship with our mom, we know mom loves us forgivingly and unconditionally. We know God loves us.
这个住在爱里面是我们最重要，也是最深入到爱的根部。的一个部分。
Then the third part is abiding in His love. This is the most important of the three.
圣经里面有这个住的啊，这个。
Next one, let's show the next slide. Yeah, abiding in His love.
啊，这个圣经这个住的观念是很强的哈，从犹太人的住啊，这个住的概念到住在基督里哈，是很强的。
Abide, this word.From the Old Testament, we know Jewish people, they need to abide some places. This is an important word, abide. And then,
那住在里面的时候，不是在指建筑物或者它的设备。
When we talk about abiding something, we're not talking about a building or a facility.
是住在这个家里面的主人的庇护、安全感的下面，他的爱的下面。
We're talking aboutWhen we talk about abide, we talk about protection in the owner of the house in that location.
所以我们把我们的想法要改，要转向说，住在的意思是，我属于这个家，我跟个家里面的主人是有非常亲的关系。
So when we say we abide in this home, it means I am part of this home. I have very close relationship with the owner of the house.
首先我们被生出来
We were born.
你就生入了一个家
You were born into this family.
有爸爸有妈妈
You have your father, you have your mother.
有对你的喂养
They raise you, they feed you.
有对你的期待
They have expectations of you.
所以我们有一句话常常说缺席的父亲或缺席的母亲好像比较没有在讲缺席的母亲是不是缺席的父亲比较有被形容
We sometimes talk about the father who was not there.
意思是说他不是没有父亲，而是这个家里面缺了一个主人。
It means that the father wasn't there in the home, so there's something lacking.
好，我们回到我们的谈母亲，我们就不谈父亲了哈。好，那么在这里呢，告诉我们住的话，我们先生入，当你一生出来，你就属于哪一个家，而且一定要家的主人把你领回去，是要验要有这个证件的，对不对？ 不是随便我说我来报哪一家哪一个病房的，他就可以报的哈。
Yeah, you were born into this family. You abide in this family. You have very close relationship with the owner of the house. You belong to this family, this home. So let's read these verses together. 耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
好，这个是圣灵把我们生出来。
The Holy Spirit gave us birth.
进入神的家。
We abide in God's home.
非他没有任何的方法。一个孩子也是一定要母亲把他生入这个主人的家。我们看第二、第三个经节。
Yeah, let's next verses. Let's read together. 妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。Let's read together. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world.
我很喜欢这个。这个约翰十六章二十一节哈。
And the next one, John, this is John 16:21. I like this verse a lot.
妈妈知道生产会痛。
Mom knows it's painful to give birth.
即使你们的痛跟我们那个时代的痛不一样，因为你们已经经过人工的这个。
Nowadays we have epidural. You can be numb. You don't feel the pain, but it's painful.
那是很必然的，好，那个在加急的那个当中的阵痛的话是必然的。
Because this pain, it always feels the pain.
没有一个妈妈说，哎呀，决定不生了。
No mom says, oh, because of the pain, I don't want to give birth.
我把他养在我的肚子里。
I'll just keep him in my belly.
这里谈到说，当一个妇人生产的时候呢，她那个时候是有难处的，甚至有危险性的。可是他知道自己怎么样，欢欢喜喜世上生了一个什么一个人。
Because this Bible verse talk about that, it's painful to give birth, but a woman is has joy afterwards because a human being has been born into.
所有的苦痛都忘记了。
So she forgot all her pain, anguish.
所以我们再生一个，再生一个。
So we want the second and third child.
再痛一次，再痛一次。
This pain comes twice, a third time. It doesn't matter.
我们生了一个人。
We gave birth to a human being.
妈妈们，我们生了一个人。
Mothers, we gave birth to a human being.
当神按着自己的形象造人的时候，你知道他有多兴奋吗
？You know how excited God is when He created man in His image.
我几乎可以这样回应，好像神说：“我们造了人呐。”
I can imagine that God said, "See, we made man."
撒旦魔鬼在背后看说：“什么是人
？”Satan was in the back asking, "What is man?"
他也看到神那么爱人。
And Satan also saw God loves man so much.
所以他想把这个人怎么样拉到他这边来反对神。
So Satan wants to drag man on his side to fight, to rebel against God.
他完全错了。
He is wrong.
这种爱是真神的真爱，是永不止息的爱。
It's true love, true God's love of the true God is never gonna stop.
妈妈们，
endless love.
我们生了一个人。
Mothers, we gave birth to a human being.
他有人格。
He has his own personality.
有一天，他的名字要记在生命册上。
His name is written in God's book, book of life.
所以我说，我们跟神是同工的。
So we are co-workers of God.
所以在这里呢，我们也看到保罗有这样的形容，加拉太第四章十九节。
Galatians. 4:19, let's read together, 一起读。我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
这是谁讲？这保罗讲的。
Paul said this.
他不是一个母亲。
He's not a mother.
可是他知道母亲的爱。
But he knows mother's love.
为什么？因为牧者的心，他是一个牧者嘛，牧羊。
Because he's a pastor.
这些人他传的福音，他建立的教会，
he set up the church, he converted these to Christians.
巴不得他们赶快长大成人。
He wants them to grow, to grow up, to be mature.
他说他的喜乐就是看着这个他传福音建立的教会有一天可以坦然地站在神的面前。
His joy is in that one day the church he built will face God without fear.
我们的大牧者耶稣基督
Jesus Christ, our
对我们就是这样的爱
He has a love for
所以保罗也有、
like、So Paul has this love.
好，第二个，生下来之后我们会有我们的印记
And now the second is we will have a sign on us when we were born.
所以孩子们你们放心不要担心妈妈说明天出去你有印记在这个家里面是有印记的
So children, do not worry, you have sign of this family.
有时候说气话也会了但是
Sometimes mom said, get out and do not come back again. No, you have your home, your parents.
好，以弗所书的第一章告诉我们当圣灵帮我们生出来之后我们就受了圣灵的印记什么意思是有记号的也是一个我是属于这个家的印记
We are sealed Ephesians 1:13 以弗所书Let's read together 我们一起你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信他就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
好下一个箴言
箴言 Proverbs 4:3 我们一起读我在父亲面前为孝子在母亲眼中为独一的娇儿
我在母亲的眼中为独一的娇儿独一的娇儿
In my mother's eye I am the only one in the sight of my mother
不管你家里有几个兄弟姐妹你是独一的娇儿
No matter how many siblings you have in your family you are the only one
所以当我听到有人说神最爱我的时候我一点都不会稀奇
So when I heard people say oh God loves me the most I am not surprised
我们是在神眼中独一的就是那个他特看为特别的我们是有人格的这样的一个娇儿
Because we are the only one We are the special one Each one of us are、special.
一方面我们有确据一方面母亲认得我们
Mother knows us
有一次、我在以前呢哈我设计了一个母亲节的活动的时候我用这个这个叫什么床单、
oh, yeah, I remember that.
有吗
Yeah. One time our church was celebrating Mother's Day and Mrs. She generated a game we all the mothers sit on the stage and then there is a sheet in front、
yeah.
of them cover the mothers、
yeah.
they only show their feet、
uh-huh.
under the sheet
是认儿子还是认母亲认母亲
儿子来认妈
OK 好那这是一次以前我在台湾的时候、
yeah.
做的刚好相反那、还记得你看
I remember that、
好我的那一次是这样、孩子站在这个床单的后面
Oh, that time it's the opposite The children line up on the stage with a sheet covering them
露出手
They show their hands only
露出那个没有穿鞋子的脚板
And their feet, their bare feet only their face and body were covered by the sheet
我让妈妈去认他们孩子的手跟脚。
I ask mothers to come forward to recognize your children by their hand and their bare feet.
没有一个错。
Nobody made any mistake. All the mothers know who their children are.
你记得那时候妈妈在里面给孩子认有没有错的
？No.
哦、oh, ，你看。
Yeah, that time in our church, the activity was opposite. Mothers sit behind the sheet. We showing their feet, and children come to recognize their mother. I don't remember actually. I think kids may make mistake. 小孩子去看着这妈妈的手跟脚去认，小孩子有可能出错，但是妈妈绝对不会认错的。
我没有印象说有错的。Yeah, 我忘记我是在这里也做过，但是刚好相反哈。Yeah. 但是不管怎么样，我第一次的记忆是确实的，没有一个错。
No.One made any mistake.
我换了几个班次，因为那时候我那个教会人很多，换了几个班次，没有错的。
That we had a big church in Taiwan. When we were doing this, no mother made any mistake. They know who their children are.
这个印记是彼此的一个确定。
This seal, it's on the mother, it's on the children.
而且我认得我的孩子。
I know my children.
包括我认得我的妈妈。
I know my mom.
有绝对的安全感。
The children have this feeling of security.
当圣灵生我们之后，我们一样在神父神的家中，我们有一个绝对的确据。
When the Holy Spirit gave birth to us, we know we have feeling of security in God's home. We know we are safe.
除非你像浪子俏家。
Unless you are like the wanderer, you like the vagabond child, you left home.
好，在印记之后呢，我们就看着就是第三个教导，孜孜不倦。
And the third.Point is teaching, diligent and tireless teaching. Next one.
我今天很幸福， 立春真的是帮我负担了所有的念圣经，好，他一面帮我放着，我一面可以想着再接下去。这是我的女儿，对不对
？This is my mom in the Lord。
好，来，接下来教导
，teaching，
孜孜不倦，我们念经节。
我们来一起来念。但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。Youth, let's read English. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all things that I said to you. That's John 14:26.
我不再做调查，但是每一次我讲的时候，大家都很认同。包括昨天晚上我在对中国的也是一样。这里我就不做调查了哈。当时候有时候我们不太听我们妈妈的话。
You know, sometimes we don't obey our mother.
在几十年之后。
But after decades.
你会发现你在讲妈妈讲的话。
You realize that you are saying the same thing, very same thing your mother told you.
Is that right? Is that right? Yeah. 我在做我妈妈要我做的事。
I'm doing exactly what my mom wants me to do.
所以我说那是深深的刻在我们的心里面，我们是住在一起的。
So that's why I'm saying we abide together.
圣灵要让我们想起，要教我们想起耶稣说的话。
Holy Spirit will call us to remember what are the things Jesus told us.
在这里我要强调一点，圣灵是三位一体的神。
I want to emphasize one thing: the Holy Spirit is Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Person. 在我们的里面，我们在他的里面，我们是圣灵的殿呐，是吧
？He abides in us, we abide in him. We are the Holy Spirit's temple.
然后，对我们以前不成熟的时候，或者是不在意的时候，那些不明白门徒跟耶稣在一起，很多时候他们很听不懂，对不对？他听不懂。
There are times we were lost, we don't understand.
问一些很不是没有 make sense 不。就很不能理解的问题。
Just like the apostles, they followed Jesus, but they didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about, so they ask silly questions.
耶稣要把这个事情交给这个生我们的妈妈，这个圣灵来做工哈。
Jesus、
这是我讲的哈，母亲。
The teaching responsibility to the Holy Spirit.
你会想起来啊，
you will
耶稣讲的这句话。
Oh,
我现在明白了。
The Lord told me this, and now I remember. Now I understand.
我有这样的经验。当我后来讲了我妈妈的话，做了我妈妈的事情的时候，是因为我想起，或者已经深深的影响到我的生命，等于说我承传了我妈妈的过去的一切。
That's my own experience. After decades, I realized that I'm saying the very same thing my mother told me. I'm doing the same thing she wants me to do. I'm saying that to my children.
有时候我跟我的女儿说，你怎么这样子对你的孩子讲话？跟你学的啊。
Sometimes I ask my daughter, why you talk to your children like that? She said, I'm following you.
无言以对。
I have nothing to say for myself.
但是我引以为荣。
But I'm proud of that.
都认同，对不对？
We all agree, yes.
好，那我们把经节念好。教导，好，教导有一件事情我们要记得。
Teaching, there's something we must remember.
神自己说，他像一只鹰。我念这个经节好了，
我们一起来念这个经节。耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅扩展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。这样耶和华独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。 Let's read English together. He found him in a desert land and in the hauling waste of the wilderness. He encircled him. He cared for him. He kept him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions.
这里神把他自己形容成一只鹰。
God said himself.
他怎么在教他的小鹰？
He's teaching these little baby eagles.
母鹰。
It's a mother eagle.
没有，我只是补充，你没有说错。OK， 呀、yeah, ，母鹰啊，父鹰有父鹰的工作，因为它的本能。
Yeah, God is here. This eagle, protecting the baby eagles. It's like a mother eagle.
它让这些雌鹰
has its own responsibility.
让这些雌鹰吃够了，养壮了，长大一些了， 妈妈说有一件事情我还要完成。
When these baby eagles got fed and they got grow up and they were strong, the mother said, "I have one thing to do."
她首先把她的巢窝把它全部把它拆掉。
Mother eagle will deteriorate, destroy the nest.
那是爸爸建的，拆掉。
Destroy the nest totally.
把他们的玩具、高尔夫球、乒乓球、什么罐子，那从地上捡上去的，对哈。全部丢掉。
All these toys, those golf balls, those ping pong balls, those eagles collected for their babies, they throw those away.
这些孩子，这些子婴呢，不知道为什么会这样。
These baby eagles were puzzled. Why, mom? Why do you do that?
但是当他的母鹰把他的翅膀展开，他看过妈妈飞的时候，哇，他们很高兴，跳上妈妈的翅膀。
When the mother eagle spread its wings and babies got excited, they jump onto mother's spread wings.
然后乘着气流往上面，一直往上面上去。
And then the mother would fly up, up, up.
你放心，鹰不是这样飞的，是这样飞的。
Well, eagles when they fly, they don't flap their wings like that. No, they will just the air will.
这样飞就不行了，往上去，往上去，哇！
They will just,
看得好远，看得好漂亮。这些子鹰怎么样
？Higher, higher, all
the baby eagles
got so excited. Oh, what a beautiful world!
一下子 ，boom!
All of a sudden.
他把他的翅膀往山展，就把它翻过去。
The mother just flapped its wings.
这个时候的小鹰怎么样
？All these baby eagles up in the air.
掉下去，是往下掉，还没有掉下去。
They're falling. They're falling.
他们就就很高，很惊怕。
They were so scared. Oh my goodness, what happens?
到了一个很确定的时间，那个母鹰又往下面了，然后他们掉又下来，又把它接起来。
They were falling, and then the mother would fly down and spread its wings again to pick them up.
这是神创造的大能。
God created eagles like that.
你可以去用这个物理什么去算，说这个他怎么知道，他怎么要这那好，但是神创造就是一个本来根源里面的自然。
That's the mother's basic instinct. She knows how to take pick up.The height and the speed and everything.
好，这个小鹰好不容易被接住了。
Oh, those baby eagles now they relieved. Oh my, I'm secure again.
又上去。
On mother's wings and mother fly up again.
又下来。
And then this
又上去。又下来。
Will repeat over and over.
有时候一次一次的飞翔还不够，回去休息，下次再来。
Sometimes the mother would take a rest and bring all the kids.
一直他的，一直他的这个子鹰知道他也有翅膀。
Until.The baby eagles realize they have wings too.
因为这个母鹰会加剧给他们那个恐惧，他不是说哦接啊接了你安全，不是这样，让他们慢慢加强之后呢，他终于开窍了，我也有翅膀可以飞。
Because repeat this pattern over and over, every time the mother will let the baby eagles fall longer. So now they realize they have wings too.
神也这样教我们，你知道吗
？God in the same way, God is teaching us.
像妈妈一样。孜孜不倦
，like a mother, never feel
不离不弃
tirelessly,
不离不弃
，never forsake。
所以母亲们不要帮你的儿子女儿飞，好吗
？So mothers do not fly for your daughter or your son.
你的翅膀有一天会孱弱
，your wings one day you will feel tired.
那个毛会有缺陷
，your feathers will fallen.
那就是为什么以赛亚说要等候耶和华，那个鹰需要在某一个。缠老的时候，已经衰弱的时候，要需要到这个高山的岩石上去等候40天。我不讲这个故事了，就讲这个记事了。就是他是要经过这个过程，所以叫做等候耶和华必重新得力。
That's why Isaiah said, for those who wait for the Lord, they will be strengthened again.
母亲们有一种里面的特质。
Mothers have this character.
我要把我的孩子养大成人。
I want to raise my children.
他是我手中的剑。
He's like arrows in my In my hand.
然后我有一个目标。
I have a target.
我不是要把它装在我的口袋中。
I'm not going to keep them in my pocket.
我是要把它射出中的那个达标那个标靶心。
I'll shoot these arrows towards the goal.
神对我们的教养也是一样。
That's God's teaching toward us.
好，我们往下，我们很快的把第四五点把它讲过，我要到第六点哈。第四个是疼爱跟抚养。
God's love is tender, nurturing. 嗯哼。我们一起来读，这是诗篇23篇。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. 我的心平静安稳， 好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中，我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。 Surely I've calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me.
帖撒罗尼迦。
Then next one, Thessalonians, let's read together.
只有在你们中间，
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。好，英文。But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children, so affectionately longing for you. We were all well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us.
这是保罗的心。
That's Paul's heart.
母亲的心。
A mother's heart.
温柔的心。
Gentle heart.
好，我想我要跳到最后的，永远到结束了哈。
Yeah, let's jump to the last point, everlasting.
我们把那个耶利米书
Jeremiah 来，我们一起来读耶利米书。古时耶和华向以色列显现说，我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。 The Lord appeared to him from far away saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness I have drawn you.
好，到这里就好，下面那个不用念，刚才我们有提到了哈。好，爱是永恒的，
Love is everlasting,
永不止息的。
It's never ending.
神说我用我一位真神用他的真爱来吸引我们。
God said, I, with loving kindness, I've drawn you.
母亲所付出的一切就是像一个吸引力，那个吸引。
Mother's love is like that. It's drawn you toward her.
好，那最后我们用一个经节把它做一个结束。
We want to summarize today's
诗篇二十三篇第六节。
23,
我一生一起来，
我
一生
一
世
必
有恩惠
慈
爱
随着
我，
我
且
要
住
在
耶
和
华
的
殿
中，直到
永
远。
永远。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
谢谢母亲们，让我们可以住在他的爱中。
Thank you, mothers, so we can abide in mother's love.
我们感谢神，让我们住在他的殿中，而且到永远。
We thank God, so we can.Because God gave us this, His court, we can live in His court forever, in His love forever.
你还是留在这里吗？啊，徐牧师，麻烦你上来一下。我要请牧师对为我们的母亲们祝福哈。我们请母亲们站起来。
Bless all the mothers, please. All mothers, please rise. All the mothers, please.
我们一起啊祷告。
Let's pray together.
慈悲的父神。感谢赞美你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise your mercy.
我们谢谢你赐给我们啊伟大的妈妈。
Thank you for giving us all these great mothers.
然后你把这些产业交在这些妈妈的手中。
You give your most important
让他们来养育、来扶持、来教导他们。
They raise your children.
主啊，这时候我们特别啊向你来祷告。
We pray for these mothers.
给这些母亲们有聪明和智慧从你那里来的。
Give these mothers wisdom.
让他们在这样的一个弯曲背谬的时代，能够有主你给他们的智慧来教养这些孩子。
So they have the wisdom from you to raise their children in this crooked world.
让这些孩子在你的爱中来成长。
So the children can grow in your love.
所以帮助母亲们给他们有足够的体力有耐心来教导他们的孩子。
Help these mothers, give them strength, give them patience to raise their children.
求主你用你的灵来帮助他们，来给他们能力，能够来做你所托付给他们的责任。
May your Holy Spirit empower them, help them, give them ability to do what you gave them, hold up the responsibility you gave them.
来为主你教养敬虔的下一代。
Help them to raise godly children for
you. 求主你特别在这母亲节的时候来祝福他们，来帮助他们，来建造他们，来刚强他们。
Bless them, strengthen them.Renew their energy, help them on this, especially on this Mother's Day.
求主你大大的来圣灵来充满他们。
May your Holy Spirit fill them up.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
容许我们在，请坐，请坐，请坐，
请坐。啊，
容许我们在这个时候，对我们教会参与在我们教会中的最年纪最大的啊，我们的长者的妈妈哈，不是长者妈，就我们的妈，我们的最长辈的母亲哈，就是我们的这个郑夫人妙芳姊妹哈，不用起来，不用起来。宝宝在吗？宝宝在不在这里
？The most eldest mother.
宝宝有在吗？刚才那个最小的，我看唱歌有一个最小，宝宝有在吗
？And also we have youngest mother among us.
带他出来一下，那个伟春，请你带宝宝出来。
Yeah.
他应该是最小的，我看起来。
We have the eldest mother here. We have youngest mother here.
是他最小的，好。